Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our
world. Estelle Shannon bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Stay with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's the 2013 edition of the Small Business Advocates live broadcast on Thanksgiving Day, as I've been doing every year since 1997. Haven't missed a one so far, and because I don't know how to not do it, because I want to be with you. And if it's a regular weekday, then the Small Business Advocate Show should be going on, right? I want to say some things that I want to talk about being thankful for a little bit. You know, this week, millions of families in America, because this is an American holiday, no question about that. Millions of families will celebrate one of our most American of all holidays. It's you know, obviously, Thanksgiving is a very important holiday for Americans. But being thankful is not an American franchise, just the part about being thankful. Thankfulness is a uniquely human trait that manifests only in the species blessed with the ability to be self-aware. There's a kind of irony about thankfulness if you think about it. I've been blessed with many things, but I'm often so busy enjoying my blessings that I forget to be thankful for them. Ironically, I'm most likely to be thankful for blessings when I'm in danger of losing them. And that's kind of sad, isn't it? Alas, humans are cursed with another trait that's unique to us: self-involvement. Self-awareness leads to self-involvement, doesn't it? Perhaps the setbacks in our lives are part of the cosmic plan to not so much punish us as to rein in what might become runaway narcissism. And we could use a little less narcissism in our world right now, couldn't we? Americans punctuate each year with the Thanksgiving holiday as a way of perpetuating a almost 400-year-old tradition begun by a ragtag group of our forebears. That first time in the fall of 1621, Thanksgiving Day wasn't the proper noun that it has become. It was just another day, just a day set aside by a few dozen humans who had risked a lot, lost almost everything, were hard by to another danger anywhere, any minute, around any corner, that could literally cost them the rest. But even with all that, they felt compelled to slow down, to stop, and be thankful for what they had, not what they'd lost. So regardless of where you live on planet Earth, there are people listening to the show all over the northern half of the Western Hemisphere on the radio, and all around the world on the internet. Regardless of where you are on planet Earth, I want to leave you with a few thoughts on being thankful, a few things to think about. And it's from a list that I've been reciting to you for all these years. I'm pretty sure I did this on the very first Thanksgiving, but I'm really grateful for this list. I'm thankful for it. It's not my list. I've acquired it over the years, and I don't know who the author is. I've heard that it might be Mother Teresa, and I think it'd be just fine to think that it came from her. But I'm thankful that I found it and that I have the ability to pass it along. Be thankful, my friends, for the clothes that fit a little too snug, because it means that you've had enough to eat. Be thankful for the mess you clean up after the party, because it means you've been surrounded by friends. Be thankful for the taxes you pay. It means you're employed. Be thankful that your lawn needs mowing and your windows need fixing, because it means you have a home. Be thankful for the heating bill. It means you're warm. Be thankful for the laundry. It means you have clothes to wear. Be thankful for the space you find at the far end of the parking lot, because it means you can walk. Be thankful for the lady who sings off key behind you in church, because it means you can hear. Be thankful for the alarm that goes off in the early morning, because that means you're alive. And, you know, folks, when I think about the things I'm thankful for, I have beautiful children who are healthy and well, and I have beautiful grandsons who are healthy and well. I'm thankful for them. And those are the easy ones, though, right? But I want you, as small business owners, I want you to think about something else to be thankful for. Everything that goes on in your small business belongs to you. If you're the owner, it belongs to you. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The exciting, fun stuff, and the ugly, challenging stuff. If you can get to a point where, when you're about to be eaten alive by a challenge, by a problem, by an alligator that's popped up or that's been growing, when you can find out a way to be thankful for that, because it's something associated with your business, and that challenge belongs to you, and you can turn it into something. If you turn it into an opportunity, that too belongs to you. When you can get to the point where you can be thankful for that, then you've found some balance in your life. And I hope you can get to that point. I'm thankful for you, small business owners, because you're my heroes. You inspire me like you inspire everyone around you. The work that you do is very important, and the world is better because you are a small business owner. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.